AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama says Russia needs to go after the Islamic State group, not the moderate opposition forces trying to topple Syria's president.
The question at this point is whether they can make the strategic adjustment that allows them to be effective partners with us and the other 65 countries who are already part of the counter-ISIL campaign. And we don't know that yet.
After a news conference that ended a short while ago in Kuala Lumpur, the president said, "Let's go home." Major American religious leaders of differing faith and ideology are warning that fear and prejudice is trumping legitimate security debate over the admission of Syrian refugees. In the meantime, GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson says he would support a government monitoring program for groups deemed radical.
Speaking in South Carolina, Carson says he would be in favor of monitoring a mosque or any church,
or any organization, or any school, or any press corps where there was a lot of radicalization and things that were anti-American.
Carson was asked about Donald Trump's suggestion he would monitor American Muslims. Trump talked about it in Alabama.
I do want surveillance. I will absolutely take database on the people coming in from Syria if we can't stop it, but we're going to.
And Trump says as president, he would block Syrian refugees from coming to the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue.
Temperatures in the single digits and below zero in some places are turning the season's first major snow into ice in the Midwest. That's making travel difficult and dangerous.
The highway was pretty snowy, but it looked just slushy. It wasn't icy, but it was slippery enough that a bunch of cars were sliding into the embankment on the side of the road.
This is AP Radio News. Democrats have picked up a state house in Louisiana. State Representative John Bel Edwards defeated U.S. Senator David Vitter in a runoff election. Edwards says this election was a turning point for his state.
The people of Louisiana have chosen hope over business as usual.
After conceding defeat last night, Senator Vitter said he will not seek re-election next year.
Now, obviously, we're very disappointed those challenges aren't leading the state. But I'm genuinely excited with Wendy about starting a new chapter of my professional life.
Egyptians in nearly half the country, including the capital Cairo, are voting in the second stage of parliamentary elections that will produce the country's first legislature since a chamber dominated by Islamists was dissolved by a court ruling in 2012. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.